Asa, king of Judah, reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. During his reign, the southern kingdom had a stable government, while the northern kingdom went through a period of great unrest. Seven kings succeeded each other at the head of the 10 tribes. After the death of Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, his son Nadab came to the throne, but he was killed the second year of his reign. Baasha, his murderer, ruled the country for 24 years. He began by eliminating all the members of Jeroboam's family, as the Lord had announced through the prophet Ahijah of Shiloh. Baasha continued in the way of disobedience to God's law and maintained the worship of the golden calves instituted by Jeroboam. One day God sent the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani, to Baasha with a message. "Because you have walked in the ways of Jeroboam and caused my people to sin," said the Lord, "I am about to consume you and all your family, and I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Dogs will eat those who die in the city, and the birds of the air will feed on those who die in the country." Baasha died and was buried in Tirzah, the capital city of Israel at that time, and his son Elah succeeded him as king. Elah reigned for 2 years. One of his officers, Zimri, an army commander, plotted against him. Elah was in Tirzah, getting drunk in the house of the court official in charge of the palace. Zimri came in, struck him down, and killed him. Then he succeeded him as king. It was the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah. As soon as Zimri was seated on the throne, he killed off Baasha's whole family. He did not spare a single man, according to the word of the Lord spoken through the prophet Jehu, because Baasha had done evil and had caused Israel to sin and had provoked the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger. But Zimri only reigned for 7 days. At that time, the army of Israel was encamped near Gibbethon, a Philistine town they were besieging. When the Israelites in the camp heard that Zimri had plotted against the king and murdered him, they at once proclaimed Omri, their army commander, king over Israel. Then Omri and all the Israelites withdrew from Gibbethon and laid siege to Tirzah. When Zimri saw that the city was taken, he went into the citadel of the royal palace and set it on fire and died. Then the people of Israel were split into two factions. Half followed Tibni, son of Ginath, to make him king, and the other half followed Omri. The struggle for power lasted 4 to 5 years. Finally, Omri and his followers proved stronger than those of Tibni. Omri became king over the entire nation, and Tibni died. It was the 31st year of the reign of Asa, king of Judah. Omri reigned 12 years. In the 6th year of his reign, he bought a hill from a man named Shema and built a city on it, which he called Samaria. This stronghold, in the center of the country, overlooked a fertile valley. Omri made Samaria the new capital of the northern kingdom. It was so well located that it remained the capital city until the deportation of the 10 tribes a century and a half later. Omri continued in the way of Jeroboam, and the people went on worshipping the golden calves. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri died and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab succeeded him as king. Ahab reigned over Israel for 22 years. He did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. He married Jezebel, daughter of the king of Sidon. Jezebel worshipped the pagan god Baal, so Ahab also began to serve and worship him. He built a temple and set up an altar for Baal in Samaria, as well as a sacred pole in honor of the Canaanite goddess of fertility. And so Ahab brought foreign gods into Israel. Next episode, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah.